Our next guest is somebody who has been the driving force behind Queensland's most beloved horticultural communities. If you've ever wandered into the Caboolture Orchid Society event and felt instantly welcome, chances are that Robin Dekal has something to do with that. As past secretary and long-time dedicated member of the Caboolture Orchid Society, she's helped nurture not just orchids, but an entire community of passionate growers. Welcome, Robin.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good. Robin, it's lovely to have you back in the studio with us. Now, over the years, we've spoken to you, but I don't know if we've ever asked you how you ended up down that orchid rabbit hole. Tell us about that.
My association with the Caboolture Orchid Society started when I walked past a mini show display in the mall at the shopping centre. Wow, I was hooked. I joined 10 years ago.
Now, the Caboolture Orchid Society has been around for a very long time. What's the story there?
The Caboolture Orchid Society started in 1969.
Robin, what about the show itself? So you've got the big event coming up in July. Tell us a bit about that.
Our show is held in July to capture the range of orchids that flower in winter. We are part of the STOP group, which is the Subtropical Orchid Council of Queensland. It goes from the Caboolture River to the east, the west and the north of us, all the way to Rockhampton.
Okay, now you did mention that you have it in July because of the flowering season, but why specifically July? Is there a reason behind the timing?
The timing is so that people within our group of clubs have a chance to exhibit at each other's shows. Ah. And there's over $3,000 in prize money up for grabs.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. And what's it like on the day, Robin? What can people expect when they walk through the door?
On the day, there will be large displays of orchids plus foliage plants in the judging area at the front of the hall. We always have fabulous raffles on offer, plus four roving raffles. They are a great instant prize with a book of only 100 tickets sold, and then the raffle is drawn while you are there. On sale, there will also be orchids, indoor plants, ferns, succulents, along with bromeliads, tillandsia, air plants, and bonsai, plus arts and crafts and the usual goodies to eat to make a day of it.
Now, it's not really just a sales event, is it? It's actually quite a lot to see. Can you tell us about that?
The hall is set up with the champion blooms and foliage plants displayed at the front of the hall. A huge display is behind this area with sales area at the rear of the hall.
Okay. Now, I believe that there's some demonstrations happening throughout the course of the day. What's that all about?
There will be potting demonstrations throughout the show. Members with Ask Me tags will also be available to give you advice.
Now, Robin, is this available for people that know sweet nothing about growing orchids?
Yes. Orchids are tougher than you think. We are there to help you, and you can always get advice from us on the best way to look after them.
Now, will we be able to buy something and take it home with us? I suspect that most of us, what's going on and what's happening on this day?
Yes, you can buy anything from a towel and jam to orchids, succulents and something delicious to eat with a cuppa. Air plants, bonsai, as well as all your potting needs will be met.
Aha, and that's terribly important, isn't it? Now, it's just orchids or is there more to explore?
Lots to see and be involved in. Ask questions, we are there to help.
Now, any little extras or surprising for people that might not be expecting?
Well, I can't let everything out of the bag. Come along and meet our fantastic, hardworking members.
And now tell us where it is and what do people need to do to know before they come?
Okay, it's at 298 Morayfield Road, Morayfield, in the community complex behind Bunnings. Friday the 17th of July from 8:30 till 4 and Saturday the 18th of July from 8:30 till 2 p.m.
Okay, so what's the entry situation, Robin?
It's wheelchair accessible. It's $5 with children 16 and below being free.
Okay, can you make a full day of it?
Yes, you definitely can. You can go out with your purchases and then come back in to get more. Or you can actually go away and come back if you want.
Aha, uh-huh. Yeah. That's a good thing to know. Sometimes you need to pop away and do something else. Now, if there's somebody sitting on the fence and they're thinking, oh, will we go or won't we, what would you say to them?
Orchids growing is a great hobby or an obsession for some of us. Our Orchid Society are a friendly bunch, only too willing to help you learn.
Okay. And where could a person find you and stay in the loop about what the society gets up to?
We have a webpage. It is caboolturaorchidsociety.org. Have a browse on our website. You will find newsletters, photos, upcoming events and lots more.
Robin, I think you've made me just about drop everything and head straight to the Caboolture Orchid Society's winter show. And I have a feeling our listeners feel exactly the same way. It sounds like a brilliant day out for the whole family, and some stunning displays of on-hand demonstrations to incredible range of plants and stalls to explore. It promises to be a spectacular July event, absolutely worth marking in your diary this July. Robin Deckel from the Caboolture Orchid Society, thanks for your coming in to us, talk to us, and your passion and every single thing you do. All the best for the future. We love having you. And you can search the other local community stories right here on podcast at 1015fm.com.au.
Thank you, Rosemary.